This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. Recently, Table of Plenty held their famous wine tasting fundraiser, something that has been very popular in our community. And when you think of a wine tasting event, well, you have to have wine for that. And we have with us today in the studio a gentleman who is involved in providing the wine for that wine tasting event. His name is Clyde
Beffa.
Thank you, sir. We're going to visit with him a little bit, get a little bit of background as to how this wine tasting event came to be. So welcome to KHMB Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, I went to the website, and I did see the history and the story of how it all began. And if I'm getting this right, it was actually part of a conversation you had with Father Charlie,
yes,
who was the priest at the time of the church. And you wanted to do something in honor of your mother, I believe.
That was part of it. That was part of it, yes. And he was a new priest there at Our Lady of the Pillar, and he gave a really great sermon. And I went over to thank him and to introduce myself, and then we started talking. And I go, you know, I've been to this parish for a long time, but I'm not happy with – it's fragmented, and there's the different groups. There's the Spanish, the Mexicans, Filipinos, American, everything. And it seems like it's disjointed. And he goes, I have the same feeling. And he says, we should do something to bring everybody together. And I go, I know what, a wine tasting, because I'm in the wine business, and I'll supply all the wine, and we'll have a wine tasting, and people will meet each other. And so that was the first one. It was done at the hall at Our Lady of the Pillar.
And what year was that?
It was the first one. We talked in 2012, and the first one, I think, was January of 13 or December of 12, something right in there. And when we did it, we had a lot of people show up, and we had all volunteers making food, hors d'oeuvres, things like that. And there was wine stations, taste Italian wine, French wine, American wine. Everybody really liked it. And there was a group of a lot of young people there, older people. And so it was good to see everybody, you know, and some people say, this is more fun. This is great, you know. And I thought it was going to be one party, and that's it, because I like to give parties, you know. Then I went to dinner, and they called me at dinner, and they go, we made $15,000. They weren't expecting, you know, they thought maybe like $3,000, $5,000, $15,000. We got to keep this going. And so that's how it started, you know. And then they became a Table of Plenty. They made that name. They found Sister Jeanette to run it. And I was there on the board, of course, you know, and Debbie Kennedy and a couple other people. And we started it. And it's been pretty successful, and I was just, you know, they feed every Thursday night now, and it's not a soup kitchen. It's, you know, tablecloths, napkins. You ask the person what they want to eat and everything. Some of those the kids that come in, farm kids, have never been treated like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see. And it was mainly homeless, older people and stuff like that. Okay. It's worked out really well, and my daughter is running it now, Carrie, and she just said on this last one, she had 140 people for dinner, and that's their record. They're only supposed to have 130, but, you know, 10 more. And then, but plus they make other meals for other people, and they deliver them to different Abundant Grace places like that and everything. So it's worked out. And from going from just through a party, and, you know, I like to honor my mom, to what it is now.
Now, let's go back to the wine thing again. In other words, at that first wine tasting, how many different wines did you have? Because my wife and I went to the wine tasting held recently at the IDES Hall.
Right.
And I think you had, was it 40 different wines? I forget how many.
We had 39. Yeah.
39. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. We won't.
People, they were saying 40. I said, we only have 39.
And those 39 wines are from around the world, aren't they?
Right. Yes. And we wanted to, I'm specializing in French wines, and so, and I'm Bordeaux. So we had a lot of French wines, a lot of California wines, and then wines from Italy. And then we had to have Portuguese and Spanish wines too, because there's a lot of Portuguese and Spanish people in it. And so, and then the big hit too is the Bubble Lounge, which is all sparkling. It used to be just champagne, but now it's California wines. And now it's even brought beer in the last couple of years. And that's the hit. Everybody wants to go to the Bubble Lounge. And so everybody makes a beeline there. And they usually run out of champagne pretty quickly. You know?
I told Kathy, and I think some people at the wine tasting, I said, you know what would really be great is to, as you go into the room called the Bubble Room, where they have all of these drinks, sparkling wine and everything, to have Don Ho singing Tiny Bubbles.
Right? Oh, right.
And maybe even a little bubble machine in the corner making bubbles.
I'm going to bring that up. I have a meeting tonight with the table to discuss how we did money-wise. We did very well, and they had about 300 people. That's a good idea, you know, a bubble machine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like Lawrence Welk's bubble machine.
Exactly. Turn off the bubble machine. Now, getting back to the wine, I don't know why I'm fixated on wines all of a sudden, but I am. Having done this for several years now,
right.
Do you have any way of knowing either by people buying wine at the time as to what seems the most popular hit of wines, which wines are favored the most?
Yeah. Like I said, champagne now is the most favored, okay? And usually the most expensive champagnes go first because people know you have to go to this table to get, you know, $100 bottles of champagne. End of the evening, we find out how many bottles are left over from, you know, and if there's no wine left over, it was a success. And if there's three bottles left, you didn't feed too many people with three bottles, you know, for 300 people. So we know that California wines are very popular. White wine, Rombauer Chardonnay is always popular with the ladies. And French wines, all the Bordeaux was drunk, and all the Rhone wine was drunk, and the Sancerre, a white wine from the Loire Valley, was drunk. And this time, the high-end Rhone wines and the high-end Italian wines, it seems like the high-end wines sell out first, okay? So we have an idea, and we had Australian wines at one time and New Zealand wines and South African wines and everything, but now we just condensed it because it's, in 2 or 3 hours, it's too many wines, and people aren't used to drinking that much wine, and it's, you know, you buy a ticket and you're there, and you can stay there as long as you want.
Well, I have to admit, in all honesty, that I felt a little bit overwhelmed because there was so much wine, because obviously I'm not going to go around and taste every single right. bottle of every single wine. I mean, right. Who's going to drive you home after right. that? I talked to people, too, and said, what do you like? And some people would give me their recommendation, and I would go to the table and try that wine.
Yeah, yeah. And it's neat to experiment. And I pick out the wines all the time. I'm not in K&L anymore. So, but I'm still connected with K&L, and I was at K&L today, actually, two of the stores, okay? And I'm sure I'll do it. I'm sure they're going to ask me tonight, are you going to do it? And I'm going to do it for next year, and I'll say that's my last year. But, you know, it's always the last year. Because I enjoy it. I like to see the people having a good time. And I rarely even drink very much of it because I'm just going around, mainly people meeting people, too. They're coming in, Clyde, how are you, and everything. So, and I have some of the volunteers that come there. We have two or three professional people that sell the wine, so they know exactly what the wine is, the champagnes especially, because those are more complicated. If you ask them a question, they know exactly what's going on.
We were talking prior to having this visit here about how things can bend off in your life and send you in one direction or another. And I'm thinking again of that original conversation you had with Father Charlie, and you had no idea that it was going to mushroom and blossom into what it is now.
No, I didn't know. Everybody thought we'd break even or make a little bit of money. And then they said that night, we're going to continue this. And so I go, looks like we're going to continue this. And it did.
Are more and more people coming to these events?
Well, at first we had a lot of people coming, but the OL, Our Lady of the Pillar, wasn't big enough. And then we had to move it to Senior Coastsiders and now IDS Hall because it's big enough. And we've had up to 425 people there, but that's a little too many people. And now it's about 300, you know, I would say it was about 25 people less than last year. They spent more money this year for some reason, okay? It was quite, I'm sure I'm going to find out, it's quite successful. Everybody was kind of happy at the end.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it's so successful that unlike a lot of other nonprofits on the coast side, you're not having to have a lot of fundraisers during the year because this amount of money that comes in basically carries you through the amount of money you need to put on Table of Plenty dinners.
Absolutely. Well, there's only one paid person. It's my daughter who runs every Thursday the dinners, and she has to go out and get the food and plan the menus with, and she's got like 200 volunteers working with her.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of kids, and the kids really enjoy coming in serving because they get hours from their schools and everything too.
Well, I know my wife and I have attended one of those just to get the feel and the flavor for how it is, and we were very impressed. And like you just made reference, I think one of the things that impressed me was seeing the involvement of young people. And I'm sure it's really a learning experience for them.
Amazing. I can just think of my grandson, Colton, was Carrie's son, and he was only about 8 years old. And we were serving a dinner, a Thursday night dinner at the old place at Our Lady of the Pillar. And Colton had to go eat. And so he got sat down at a table, and there was a homeless person across from him. And he was nervous and everything. And by the time the end of the meal, they were good friends. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a great story to end on, because the big clock on the wall says that basically our time is coming to an end. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish we had more time to talk, but I want to personally thank you for your involvement and all that you do to help continue this legendary fundraising event for the Table of Plenty. So thank you again for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Another example of someone making a difference in our community. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now let's take a little trip, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine and host Cameron Palmer. Destination 1996. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1996, we are turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 29 years. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Mid-Coast major players come to the table. 6 months ago, some residents cheered as a conservatory condo hotel that burned to the ground, a hotel whose builder was labeled a hardball, win-at-all-cost developer. Bill Kroll, developer of the condo hotel, and members of the Concerned Citizens of the Coastside now have pledged to spend the next 6 months working together to develop a land use plan for the Elginata Blufftops. Main Street gas station drops Chevron, goes independent. Last week, the Chevron station on Main Street, Half Moon Bay, in the heart of downtown, which has sold full-service gasoline for close to $2 a gallon, dropped its affiliation with Chevron and changed its name to a more generic Main Street Service. Main Street Service will still offer full service and will continue to offer auto repairs. Blues band, the Blue Plate Specials, borrow their name from a Depression-era phrase and create their straight-at-you blues sound on the vintage equipment. If you like your real blues served hot, you can catch them next at the Bad Otter Sports Pub and Steakhouse beginning at 9:15 p.m. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. The holidays are upon us, and hopefully we'll all relax and enjoy them. It's so easy to get into the hectic perfectionist mode that can kill the holiday spirit quickly. What if the Thanksgiving dinner has lumpy gravy, or the ornaments on the tree are a bit askew, or outside? Are the lights hung? Are they all working? It's a shame to spoil the season with overdone expectations that are hard to live up to. Some of our best holidays were when things went sideways. As long as we keep a keen sense of humor and keep our eyes on the reason for the season, we'll relax and enjoy these upcoming festivities. If you have out-of-town guests, please consider a visit to Cameron's Pub. Sit by the cozy fireplace and sip your favorite beverage. We hope you keep calm and holiday on. In the U.S. news, stock markets, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, gains an incredible fast pace. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan questions whether the stock market is overvalued. A jumbo jet bursts into flames shortly after takeoff and crashes into the ocean off of Long Island. Questions still remain today as the cause. In world news, the storybook marriage of Prince Charles and Diana, Princess of Wales, comes to a divorce after 15 years of troubled relations. Britain is hit with mad cow disease, causing the mass slaughter of cows. In technology, DVDs are launched in Japan, and the number of internet users exceeds 10 million. This is also the year eBay is founded, and the first ever cloning of a mammal, Dolly the sheep. Cost of living in the United States? Average annual income is $36,000, with rent at $554 a month. And a postage stamp is a bargain at 32 cents, as is a gallon of gas. Wait for it, $1.22. That's right, $1.22. 17 years ago this month, popular films in 1996, Independence Day, Mission Impossible, Star Trek, First Contact. What are people listening to on the radio? In 1996, they own the music scene. No one can touch them. This flamenco guitar duo produces a bouncy song-dance combination that commands the number one spot for 14 weeks. Here's Los Del Rio and Macarena.
Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay!
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay! Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I... Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so fine.
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay!
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay! Come and find me, my name is... Macarena. Always at the party con las chicas que están buenas. Come join me, dance with me, and all you fellas chant along with me.
Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Ay.
Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
This lady's career produced only two hit records, but they were both top 10. Her 1996 record went 30 weeks on the charts. Here's Sophia B. Hawkins and As I Lay Me Down.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel all right. Them with me today now as I lay me down to sleep. As I pray that you will hold me dear, though I'm far away, I'll whisper your name into the sky, and I will wake up happy. I wonder why I feel so high. I am not above the sorrow, heavy hearted, till you call my name. And it sounds like church bells, or the whistle of a train on a summer evening. I'll run to meet you barefoot, barely breathing. As I lay me down to sleep, as I pray that you will hold me dear, though I'm far away.
Week, a different year, and a different adventure for the KHMB Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus. Generosity meets strategy with tax-savvy donations. Giving to charity feels good, but understanding the tax benefits can benefit both the charity and you. Whether you donate regularly or are planning your first gift, knowing how charitable tax donations work can help you make informed decisions while supporting causes you care about. Here are some things to consider. The basics, itemizing versus standard deduction. To benefit from charitable tax deductions, you need to itemize your deductions on your tax return. Everyone automatically receives a standard deduction, which in 2025 is $31,500 for married couples filing jointly, or $15,750 for single filers. You'll only benefit from itemizing if your total tax deductions, including charitable gifts, exceed these amounts. For many people, charitable donations alone won't push them over the standard deduction threshold. However, when combined with other deductible expenses, like mortgage interest or state and local taxes, itemizing can make financial sense. If you give regularly but don't usually exceed the standard deduction, consider stacking your donations. Instead of donating $5,000 annually, you might donate $15,750 in 1 year to exceed the itemization threshold, then take the standard deduction in subsequent years. Ensure your donation qualifies. To claim a deduction, you must give to a qualified charitable organization recognized by the IRS. You can verify an organization's status on the IRS website or ask the charity for their determination letter. Donations to individuals, even those in need, don't qualify for tax deductions. Additionally, you can't receive personal benefits in exchange for your donation. If you give $500 to a charity but receive concert tickets worth $200, your deductible amount is only $300. How much can you deduct? The IRS limits charitable deductions based on your adjusted gross income, or AGI. For cash donations to public charities, you can typically deduct up to 60% of your AGI. If you donate stocks or other appreciated assets you've held for more than a year, the limit is generally 30% of your AGI. If your donation exceeds these limits in a single year, you can carry forward the unused portion for up to 5 years. What to donate? Think strategically about what you donate. While cash is easiest, donating appreciated stocks can provide additional tax benefits since you avoid paying capital gains taxes on the investment's growth. Keep good records. Documentation matters. For donations under $250, a canceled check or receipt works fine. Cash donations of $250 or more need written acknowledgement from the charity. For larger, non-cash donations of property exceeding $5,000 in value, the IRS requires a qualified written appraisal. Keep these records with your tax documents in case the IRS requests proof. See IRS publication number 526 and number 561 for information on charitable contributions and valuing donated property. The bottom line, charitable giving may start with your heart, but understanding the tax implications helps you give more effectively. Work with a tax professional and a financial advisor to develop a giving strategy that aligns with both your charitable goals and financial situation. With thoughtful planning, you can maximize both your impact on causes you care about and the tax benefits you receive. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Fear and stress are part of life. But what if I told you they don't have to be roadblocks? What if fear isn't something to overcome, but something to work with? Many of us may be carrying stress from the holidays, work life, or just life in general. Maybe it's fear of change, uncertainty, or stepping into something new. I'm Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, I would love to share 5 dream building tips to help you befriend your fear and use it as fuel for growth and resilience. The Dream Builder Program is a proven step-by-step system for turning your dreams into reality, whether that's improving your health, relationships, or career. As a certified Dream Builder coach, I've seen firsthand how these principles can transform lives. Stay tuned. I'll give you my 5 Dream Builder tips to help you make friends with your fear after this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, here are 5 Dream Builder tips to help you befriend your fear and use it as fuel for growth and resilience. Tip number 1, don't let fear have you, befriend it. Fear isn't the enemy. It's a sign that you're on your growing edge. In Dream Builder, we talk about how fear only shows up when you're stepping towards something bigger. It's proof that you're expanding beyond what's familiar. The key isn't to eliminate fear. It's to befriend it. When fear arises, instead of saying, this means I shouldn't move forward, say, this means I'm growing. Tip number 2, reframe fear as energy. Fear and excitement feel the same in the body. Heart racing, butterflies in your stomach, tension in your chest. In Dream Builder, we learn to shift how we interpret this energy. Instead of saying, I'm so afraid, try saying, I'm feeling energy. I'm ready for this. That simple reframe can shift your experience from anxiety to empowerment. Fear loses its grip when we stop labeling it as something negative. What if fear isn't holding you back? What if it's pushing you forward? Tip number 3, fear dissipates when you take action. Here's the truth. You don't have to wait till you're not afraid to take the next step. If you do, you might wait forever. In Dream Builder, we teach that action is the antidote to fear. The moment you move forward toward what you want, no matter how small the step, fear starts to fade. Make the call. Sign up for the class. Start that workout. Prove to yourself that you can do hard things. Each step builds momentum. Tip number 4, breathe and ground yourself in the present. Fear thrives in the unknown. It lives in the what ifs and the worst case scenarios. But here's the thing. Right now, in this moment, you are safe. Here's a simple Dream Builder practice. Take a deep breath in for 4 counts. Hold that breath for 4 counts. Exhale for 4 counts. Repeat. This exercise grounds you in the present, where your power lies. When you're present, you're no longer reacting to fear. you're consciously choosing your response. And tip 5, fear and faith are the same energy. Choose faith in yourself. One of the core teachings of Dream Builder is this: fear and faith both ask you to believe in something you can't see yet. Fear believes in failure, in obstacles, in what could go wrong. Faith believes in possibility, growth, and your own strength. So ask yourself, which one do you want to believe in? Fear isn't something to run from. It's something to move through. When you recognize fear as a signal for growth, reframe it as energy. Take action. Stay present. And choose faith. You start to build resilience, confidence, and real momentum. If you're ready to stop letting fear hold you back, I'd love to talk with you. You can find me at deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. Let's turn fear into fuel and make 2025 a year of unstoppable growth. I'm Dennis Kearney, and this has been Keeping Pace with Your Health. Until next time, remember, befriend your fear and turn it into a stepping stone.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. This week on Coastside Carousel, words and music with Mark Weezer, celebrating his new album, Lucky Dog. You can see Mark with his band, The Lucky Dogs, on Saturday, December 20th at Winter's Tavern in Pacifica. Like so many musicians on the Coastside, Mark is a multi-instrumentalist who is a longtime member of Califuegos, a unique blend of alternative Mexican Americana music, and the classic country Americana group Los Bros. When I interviewed Mark a few months back at Studio E in Monterra, that's where he produced the album with Rich Pearsall, he told me about what he loves about Americana music.
I like the label Americana. I'll own it. These are songs that have sort of been hanging around for a few years, some of the songs, and then there were some new songs inspired by events in my life over the past year. And when I met Rich, we sort of set the scene for coming in and recording the 9 new tunes.
We're going to play 3 songs today from the album I'm Gone, Anyone But Me, which is a ballad, and you have a beautiful pedal steel guitar player in the band, and then Me and You. So let's talk about how this all came together. When I saw you at American Legion, probably back in June or July, you said, Mike, I've got a new project, can't wait to get on Coastside Carousel. Tell us how it all began and where we are now.
When Califuegos was finishing their last album, which came out in July of 2024, we needed some re-recording of some vocals that didn't quite sound the way we wanted it to. And I knew Rich had a studio. I hadn't seen it, hadn't been in. I connect with Rich and asked if we could re-record those vocals. From there, Rich offered to work with me on any new music, and the seed was planted. Fast forward 6 months, and we have a finished album.
Let's play the first track that I think is the single from the album, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's called I'm Gone. Could you just briefly, Mark, tell us what the song is about?
It's about heading out on a road trip. It could be a metaphor, or it could be a literal meaning, whatever the listener wants to take from it.
Off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dusk to dawn. Just a matter of time. Now be gone, I'm gone. Oh,
and my eyes got dark. So long the words, goodbye thoughts. Made my toes and a chill feel right. Heaven hit the mines on a Wednesday night. I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned. Day flash, dust to dawn, just a matter of time. Now I'll be gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone.
Take it down.
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside, celebrating the music of Mark Weezer and his band, The Lucky Dogs, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera. And you can see Mark at Winner's Tavern in Pacifica on December 20th, 2 p.m. showtime. When Mark and I spoke at Studio E in Montera, I asked him to talk about the heartfelt ballad called Anyone But Me.
That pedal steel is beautiful and so heartfelt a song. Talk about it for just a second. We'll play it.
That is the great Rich Koenig, somebody who plays Coastside up and down the coast with different artists. That song came from a cross-country trip that I took with my wife in our camper van. We did 8,000 miles in 30 days. California to Boston to Chicago. And along the way, we trace some of Route 66 and the towns that were once flourishing, vibrant communities have been decimated because Route 66, as we know, is no more. So we went through towns like Tucumcari and the roadside motels. They have not even torn them down and they've fallen into disrepair. We went through the mining fields of Wyoming, South Dakota, and we saw so many places, so many what had once been vibrant downtowns, just ghost towns. And I couldn't help but feel that people were stuck living lives of quiet desperation. And this song sort of came from that, somebody imagining themselves leaving or outside of the lives they were faced with.
That's the feeling I got. I got a little melancholy. When I said heartfelt, I mean I just felt it, heavy emotion. Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. Mark Weezer with his band The Lucky Dogs, Anyone But Me, KHMB.
Town, let my wounds travel by thumb, road.
saw a world of bars. Turn this page, burn this light. Same old every 24 go by. I try to be another man. Sold my soul in the best I can. Held my tongue, let it be. As if I was ever to be anyone but me. Anyone but me.
If anybody calls about the stuff out in my yard, it's all for sale. 'Cause I've been going through something, selling all my faith. A record, your flower vase, the picture frame that used to hold our when somebody bows from the closeness of a friend, they feel too soon. Sad and broken truth, and I've been getting to myself ever since the time you told me I got some work. Sell out the day we met. Needle and the thread, half off your shoes. Queen size bed I bought for you. If anybody asked about the sale out of my space, it's just a task. Cleaning up my past. I've been getting clean myself ever since the night you told me I got some work to do.
It's Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale. Words and music today with Mark Weezer and his band, The Lucky Dogs. The new album is called Lucky Dog, and you can catch them at Winner's Tavern in Pacifica on December 20th. Before we go into another song,
tell me about, Mark, about your growing up. What were you listening to as a young teenager before or during your starting your guitar?
Grew up Southern California about the time California country rock was coming around. Maybe the Byrds were the seminal group in that. And of course, Jackson Browne, the Eagles, came along, and, of course, Crosby, Stills, Nash, big influences on me. I love the vocal harmonies, the acoustic takes on their music. And that sound, more than anything, sort of influenced my musical experience. Not so much country early on, but I've come to embrace and love country as well.
You know, our good friend Kenny Hibbetts once joked with me on Coastside Carousel that, you know, he's from the Carolinas, and he said, you know, Mike, I just keep it simple. I've been working on the cowboy chords my whole life and just trying to perfect those. When I saw you at Legion, Mark, I kind of felt the same way. I mean, it's beautiful with the pedal steel, but you're basically doing cowboy chords.
Yes, country music has been described as three chords and the truth.
Speaking of the truth, how about Me and You? Tell us about that song.
Somebody close to me had a life-threatening medical emergency in February. It was a life-altering experience. Sort of recounts some of the experience in a hospital. And afterward, the feeling that anything can happen to anybody at any time. Things work out the way they're supposed to be, and we came through it.
Here's the song now. This is Me and You. It's Mark Weezer and his new band, The Lucky Dogs, from the album Lucky Dog, released this month. And we got it now for you on KHMB, Coastside Carousel.
Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, giving local artists a sanctuary to talk about their lives and their music. I'm Mike Dale, and that's Mark Weezer with his band, The Lucky Dogs. Catch them on Saturday, December 20th at Winter's Tavern in Pacifica. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, there are numerous documented accounts of individual students being disciplined simply for bringing a Bible to school. Fisher Ames would have been appalled at this open hostility toward the Bible. Fisher Ames was the founding father who authored the House of Representatives language for the First Amendment. In his day, he vehemently objected to any attempt to minimize the Bible at schools. In fact, he declared, "Why should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a school book? Its morals are pure. Its examples captivating and noble. The reverence for the sacred book that is thus early impressed lasts long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy, never takes firm hold of the mind." Founding Father Fisher Ames, the man most responsible for the wording of the First Amendment, believed that the most important school book was the Bible.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.